Okay, so here we go. The results of the latest poll from the Emerson College Polling Society are now available. We'll get into them here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. The prologue, the Alabama special election for the United States Senate seat, which was vacated by Jeff Sessions following his appointment to the Attorney General's office this past winter. On the Republican side, the primary has produced a runoff, as Luther Strange, who is currently filling the seat in the Senate on appointment, and former Judge Roy Moore, neither candidate was able to garner 50% of the vote back in August. Judge Moore did come out on top, 39-33%, which did narrow the field down to these two on the Republican side. But now the two candidates have started this thing all over again. Or have they? Well, that's what we're here for right now. Larry A. Trussell of CLNS Media here with Professor Spencer Kimball of ECPS. Let's waste no more time and get into the latest poll results from the Emerson College Polling Society. Professor, what is the state of the race?
Well, it looks like Roy Moore has been able to pull away from the Senator Strange 40-26. That's a 14-point lead, and it's outside the poll's margin of error, which makes it a very significant lead for Moore. Part of this lead is that he's got a very strong base in the southeastern quarter of the state, and now he's growing that base throughout the state, and Strange is going to have to take a look at a potential game changer in the next 2 weeks.
You yourself are a wily and resourceful veteran of the campaign field, Professor. Seems Luther Strange, despite the endorsement power behind him, despite currently sitting in the United States Senate as we speak, as you said, he needs a game changer. He has got some ground to make up, as shown by the latest Emerson poll. So, quite simply, down two touchdowns, what do you advise to Mr. Strange?
Strange does have Trump's endorsement that gives him the opportunity to get the coattails and potentially springboard him to victory. However, what the data shows is that those who approve Trump, which is about 52% of the state approve, 36 disapprove of his job performance, but of those who are approving, half of them are actually voting for Moore. So he has a little bit of a difficulty there. However, I guess on a brighter note, 34% of voters are undecided still. And so there is a chance there that he could try to take that group about 2-1, try to use his incumbency advantage. But it looks like he's got a very tough road ahead. And Roy Moore has been able to do things calculated throughout, which have been great for his campaign. For instance, when he went in to vote on Election Day in August, he rode in on a horse. And that plays well down in Alabama.
Let's go to the general election. This may be a little anticlimactic. It is set to take place on December 12th. Do you have any findings for us there? I mentioned the anticlimactic feel for it, but is this going to be a shoo-in for the GOP no matter who comes out of this upcoming primary?
Well, if you remember, Larry, Doug Jones kind of came out of nowhere. Remember, we had that last poll that put him up by 20 points. I think he ended up running away by 30 or 40 points in the primary, but really jumped out in that last couple of weeks. Well, here we start off the race, and he's only down 4 or 5 points to either Moore or to Strange. He's about 40%, and both Republicans are in the low 40s. So what this really means is something called the divisive primary hypothesis. It happens a lot in competitive primaries, and we're seeing this in the Republicans, where if maybe you voted for Strange, you won't vote for Moore, and vice versa. And so the Republicans in the next 11 weeks are going to have to somehow unite and be able to put that coalition back together to give themselves a comfortable victory.
Very interesting. Professor Spencer Kimball of Emerson College, we thank you for providing this imperative information to our republic.
Thank you.
Detailed graphics, question-by-question results, and all other important information pertaining to the latest poll release are available, per usual, on the website, www.emersoncollegepollingsociety.com, as well as the Twitter feed. Do give ECPS a follow, at Emerson Polling. That is at Emerson Polling on Twitter, all one word. Next week, here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast, big movement across the Atlantic Ocean with the referendum for Catalonia's independence from Spain. Professor Kimball, I'm going to speak for him and the rest of the team at ECPS. They will have the details next Monday. So, to obtain immediate access to the release, subscribe to the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.